administration went out of its way to exclude undocumented immigrants. Furthermore, even immigrants who were pardoned may remain at risk of detention and deportation because of a marijuana offense, thanks to our punitive immigration laws. Cassandra.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Drug Policy Alliance has learned an incredible amount of the intricacies between immigration policy and drug policy over the last decade. And in fact, most people don't realize that our first drug laws were xenophobic immigration policies. And so this is why Drug Policy Alliance is working with our groups around the country to really figure out how do we continue to push where the president is right now to a broader conversation that's actually going to bring the necessary material condition changes that our community needs.
So what's that broader conversation? What are you actually demanding?
So we are demanding that the president actually deschedule and decriminalize cannabis. The cannabis should not be in the Controlled Substance Act, and that we actually need a situation where we are removing the legal barriers that people are facing around employment, licensing, housing, benefits, and immigration, right? Also, this is time for the president to really focus with the Congress to actually push forward federal legislation. The federal legislation that's been introduced, like the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act, includes the decriminalization that includes resentencing, expungement, and the federal government funding the states to do expungement as well. And so, you know, we think that this is super critical. And we also really want people to understand that we are excited to have this conversation, but are very clear about what we know is necessary. We've seen cannabis regulation happening across the country, and we know what works and what's best for communities.
So can you talk about the MORE Act, which stands for Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, passed twice by the House?
Yeah, so this is the first federal cannabis regulation bill that passed in Congress in the House of Representatives. It's passed twice. The current iteration of this bill is in the Senate, and that's the Cannabis Administration Opportunity Act. And it those things kind of marry a lot of the same things that really work to do the things that I've been talking about, descheduling, decriminalizing, providing relief to communities most impacted, as well as reinvesting in communities from the tax revenues that we're getting.
So now Biden is saying the governors have to do the same. How many states? We're talking recreational marijuana legal in 19 states, Washington, D.C. and Guam. Where do you see movement there? And who is most impacted by these laws?
So what we know is that cannabis laws have impacted millions of people around the country. And we also know that it's disproportionately impacting communities of color, right? And so when we are looking at these pardons that are really trying to remove legal barriers at the federal level, it's mostly impacting, there's a disproportionate amount of people that are communities of color. But what we also know is, and why I keep coming back to the work that Congress needs to do, is that even if states create pardons, there's still people that are still going to be impacted because the federal barriers have not been changed, right? So governors are, you know, with governors, we really want them to expeditiously move pardons forward. But we recognize that a lot of that is going to be impacting communities of color. But we really need the federal government to remove the barriers now. If the president understands that cannabis legalization or cannabis regulation or cannabis prohibition has created barriers for people getting access to housing, employment, housing benefits, and really, and for us, we're including the conversation of deportation and detention. Let's not only have the conversation of the descheduling of cannabis, but also let's have the conversation of changing the administrative barriers that are impeding people from being full participants in society.
Well, Cassandra Frederick, clearly we have a lot more to talk about, but we have no more time today. Executive Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, a national nonprofit fighting to end the so-called war on drugs. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for two full-time jobs, an associate digital editor and a people and culture manager. You can go to democracynow.org to learn more and apply. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You have your radio tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
He's 5 foot 2 and he's 6 feet 4. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me, and brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT. I will be with you. I'm not sure how long I'll be with you today. Zombo's not coming in at 10. As a matter of fact, he's not coming in at all today. One of the reasons is that this is Anatomy of the Ear weekend. It starts at 11 o'clock today, where you will hear blocks from genres, micro-genres, and who knows what. So stay tuned for that. Anyhow, getting back to Pinckney Hall, I originally thought, well, I'll just stay here till 11. But unfortunately can't do that. And on the other end of things, I'm still, you would think I'm totally incompetent with computers. I'm beginning to think that. But the damn thing just don't work. And some of the stuff that I wanted to play today is not on it. I mean, it is on it, and yeah, I don't know. Might have trouble sticking with the theme and staying here till 11. So we'll see what happens. And speaking of the theme, I got a notice from my. This is kind of a last minute thing. I got a notice from my staff that time to cancel the pre-COVID Columbus Day theme. This time of year, it's Indigenous Peoples now, so that's what we're going to do today. Music from Native Americans, and that requires some research because it wasn't always a good thing for your musical career to publicize your claim to Native American heritage, so. You know, there's I'm going to rely on some information on the internet, which probably is not more reliable than gossip, but we'll do the best we can with what we got, okay? And speaking of what we got, before we kick things off here, let me, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT. That sounds like a good thing to do. all sorts of things happening on WRCT. First of all, let me tell you about Toontown. Beep, bop, bop, beep. Boot your PC from 2003 and log into Toontown with DJ Oh Boy. Music and adventure every Friday. That's today from 4 to 5, except it won't be today because Anatomy of the Ear will be going on this afternoon. Starts at 11, and I don't know when it ends. It ends sometimes very late on Sunday. So that's one show, Toontown. Let me also tell you about Away with Words. Away with Words is an upbeat and lively hour-long public radio show and podcast about language examined through history, culture, and family. Each week, author, journalist Martha Barnett and lexicographer, linguist Grant Barrett. That's confusing, but Martha Barnett, Grant Barrett, I'll get that straight. Talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing well. They settle disputes, always a good thing, play word quizzes, and discuss language news and controversies. Wednesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. Okay, you got that. Now, before we get into Native American music, we're going to do our new music set. And actually, new music has begun to flow again. So we'll play some stuff maybe you haven't heard before. We're going to start, what are we starting off with? Oh, we're starting off with a young man from Alabama, Will Stewart.
You should see the light that I got today. It came I'm
used to believe in faded horoscopes, unseen words in hidden envelopes, the secret world on which I pinned my hopes, led me out into the great unknown. 100 ballots at the record store.
Yeah.
So that's the Pinckney Hall new music set for today. I'll tell you what you heard. The last song was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2022 compilation. It was a tune by Ray Pelletier. I assume that's how Ray pronounces it, not Pelletier. After all, we do have Charleroi and Versailles. Name of the song was Eileen. Also, I have to correct something. I've been assuming that because Kenny Joe did not personally find a 2020 and a 2021 Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle compilation, that they didn't exist. They were a casualty of COVID. But I've recently learned that they do exist. And hopefully I will get a hold of them and play some songs from that. Even though I don't qualify as good music, I'm sure that a lot of it qualifies as music that should be played here on WRCT. Okay, enough about that. Next, we had a group from Alberta in Canada, King of Foxes. Twilight of the Empire is the name of the CD, and the name of the song is Only Here on Loan. And we started that off with Will Stewart from Alabama doing Tragedy off of his new CD, Slow Life. Okay. Now, before we get into the Native American music, we're going to, I hope, let's see, what do we got here? We're going to play a couple of... We're going to read a couple of PSAs for you. First of all, we're going to have a... I'll just read it. No need for me to comment on it. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. This has been brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WRCT. And we'll give you a... Oh, here's a real oldie. It, you know, these things have kill dates on them, except this one has none. And it's probably as good now as it was when we first got it. Sometimes your pain seems overwhelming. If the prescribed dose of your prescription pain medicine doesn't bring relief, check with your doctor. Pain relievers are safe and effective when used correctly. For how could it be otherwise? If misused, you could become addicted or experience other problems. Take your prescription as directed. And if you need more information about addictions, call 1-800-662-HELP. Do the right dose. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. Okay. We're going to kick... Well, what are we going to do? We're going to kick things off here with a song from the band. The band is... just to tie it in with the theme, the band is four Canadians and a guy from Arkansas. And among the Canadians is Robbie Robertson, who clearly has a bona fide Native American history. There's no controversy about that. The controversy is what exactly Robbie Robertson did. He is the credited songwriter for almost all the original songs, band songs, but there is some folks who say that he and Albert Grossman should not have gotten credit for all of those because they were mostly a collaborative composition. So there's your controversy here. I've read books on both sides of it, and I'm not going to weigh in on it. But anyhow, Robbie Robertson and the band.
Thank you. thousand feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
Ira, hey. Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, and the story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for a thousand years that sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole the water rights and the running water hushed.
Ira's folks were hungry and their farm grew crops of weeds. But when war came, he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Well, they started up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. But only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when that fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through this land. He was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian, no water, no crops, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira'd done, and when do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, jail often was his home. They let him raise the flag there and lower it as you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his lands, they're still as dry. And his ghost, it's a lion thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that set. We started it off with Chest Fever from the band. That was off a compilation called 10 Great Songs from the Band. And then we had Marty Robbins. Marty Robbins is one of the folks who, if you do internet research, you can get both sides about whether or not he had Native American ancestors. His grandmother, on his mother's side, supposedly is a full-blooded Pima Indian. But Kenny Joe doesn't know any of this stuff for sure, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Anyhow, instead of playing Marty's big hit, El Paso, we played the spooky sequel, El Paso City. That was off the Essential Marty Robbins. And then last but certainly not least, Peter LaFarge doing Ira Hayes off of Selections from the Best of Broadside. Peter LaFarge... it's kind of a sad story. He died by suicide. He was at one time Bob Dylan's minder when Bob first came to New York. Peter LaFarge was charged with showing him the ropes of the New York music scene. Peter was, well, you know, some people make it, some people don't. But I think, as you can tell from that track, he's had talent and deserved to be better known. Okay, what else do I have to read for you? Oh, I know, a message from our underwriters. Do we have a message from our underwriter here somewhere? I'm sure we do. Let's, oh, here we go. Oh, this is a complicated one. Kenny Joe hasn't read this very often. It's a relatively new one, so hang in there with me. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away that nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. And since we have some extra time here today, I will tell you that if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, I think it's time to go back to the music. We opened up the show with Universal Soldier, which most people recognize as a Donovan song. It was, in fact, written by Buffy St. Marie, and we'll hear at least one song from Buffy St. Marie in the 22 minutes that we have left.
Remember the times that you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim. Proud good lady and proud good man, your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang, and you feel in your heart for these ones. Oh, it's written books and in songs that we've been mistreated and wronged. Well, over and over I hear the same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me if you care where we stand, and you feel you're a part of these ones. When a war Germany fell to your hands, consider, dear lady, consider, dear man. You left them their pride and you left them their land. And what have you done to these ones? Has a change come about, Uncle Sam? Or are you still taking our lands? A treaty forever, George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man. And the treaty's being broken by Kim's or Dam. And what will you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say, but it's still going on here today. The government now wants the Iroquois land, that Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's now. You must help us, dear man, now that the buffalo's gone.
Pretty woman. fishing after me, showing up after me. Oh, well. And I sat down, Lord, on her front step. And she said, come in now, Jimmy. Buzz, we just now left. Just now left. And I said, oh, yeah. She said, sure enough, dear. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna make a train running midnight, other one leave just for day, leave just for day. Oh Lord, show no be do. Oh well.
Ah, we're going right back in my hometown. where this Bell House business started. People say, what is Bell House piano playing? But what more lowdown can you get than this when you're drinking? The landlady have a gallon of alcohol and put a gallon of water in it, you know, and call it whiskey. No, when you put the coffee in it, they call it whiskey. Make it look like whiskey. And they have so many women in the house, their feet be sticking out the window. But we don't say women, we say chicken. Come on, baby. Come on, go with me. You're the happiest woman in the world you'll ever see. All right. Everything will be all right. Yeah, everything. Everything will be all right, all right. I want you to hug and kiss me and hold me. Bring another pint. And another woman. Oh! Country boy, Lord, that make me feel all right. I'm a country boy, and you know that make me feel all right. You city people don't know what we do in the country every night. What we say?
They would sing a little song like this.
We gonna sing, Oh, I got it, boy. Got it, boy. Yeah, I never see it. Oh, I got it, boy.
Never take your name. he thought she could not care. Oh, take me far away, she'd cried, and he could not hear her prayer. And he wandered off alone to never
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set, which started with Buffy St. Marie and ended with Buffy St. Marie. The first one from Buffy was Now That the Buffalo's Gone, off of her first album, It's My Way. And then we had a cut from the BBC sessions of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Took me a while to dig that up. It was filed under J. I figured it out. That was Catfish Blues, along with a little bit of Two Trains Running and Rolling and Tumbling. Then we had Champion Jack Dupre from, well, the song was Hometown New Orleans. That was off of Forever and Ever CD. And then we had Charlie Patton. Now, when, That was not your radio. That was a 78 re-recorded onto a CD. We played part one of Prayer of Death. That was from a 3-CD set, the definitive Charlie Patton. And maybe Kenny Joe just wasn't looking hard enough, but when he first started getting interested in this music, you could not find any recording of Charlie Patton. I'm glad they dug it up. Okay, and the last song was He Lived Alone in Town. That also was by Buffy St. Marie, It's My Way. Now, I am going to be... Oh, it's 10 o'clock. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I need to get out of here, even though we don't have Zombo impatiently waiting in the wings. We're going to give you we'll play another song from the band. We played two songs from Buffy. We'll play a second song. We'll give you a big hit. How's that? We don't always do that on Pinckney Hall. We'll play The Wait. It's probably the most popular band song. So Anatomy of the Ear is coming up at 11. So don't go too far from that radio set because You'll hear things you've never heard before on Anatomy of the Ear. It's such a wonderful mix of music that whoever you are, I am pretty certain you will hear things that you have, well, that should have been a whomever, that you have never heard before. So starting at 11 o'clock and running until long after Kenny Joe is in bed on Sunday night. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. I'm not sure what we're doing, but I think the experiment of Kenny Joe bringing his laptop into WRCT is probably at an end, unless I can find a good laptop mechanic. But we'll give you your final song from the band today. After the first set, we were playing all music from people with Indigenous American history. And as I mentioned before, in the band's case, that person is Robbie Robertson. We'll get it together here. Hold on.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half-past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Big.